Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks for being part of it here on a Friday. All right, I saw this headline, NJ.com, and Bill tracked down our guest, Clark Fredericks. Talk about an inspirational speech. Headline, he killed the Boy Scout leader who he says raped him. Now he's talking about it all. Clark Fredericks, a motivational speaker, killed the man that raped him as a child, has become an inspiration to sexual assault victims living with the same pain. They show him speaking at a Night of Hope, Healing, and Inspiration. And he talks about, after a five-year prison sentence, Fredericks is now a motivational speaker, shredding the stigma of sexual assault. He's reaching people with his story, waking us up from his torment to his rebirth. You can't allow molestation to have control of your life. Clark Fredericks joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Clark, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
I'm honored to be on your show, Dom. Thank you.
Well, Clark, tell me, were you okay with that headline, or did that give too much toward, you know, the implication is there? You took violent action against this man, and you're still advocating that.
No, I'm not advocating my actions at all. If you come to my speech, the reason for my speeches are that so nobody will follow in my footsteps.
Well,
what I did was wrong. I completely acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
And I became a broken individual because I never shared the pain I carried from a young age. And I don't want anyone else to become as broken as I became.
And what was the reason? How old were you? You were like 10, 12 years of age, Clark, when this happened?
He started his grooming at age 7. I had open-heart surgery.
Yeah.
Open-heart surgery at age 6, a life-or-death operation in 1971. And he used my scar to touch it.
Oh, my God.
Active grooming at age 7.
Right.
And it progressed on to wrestling matches. And then it eventually led at age 12 to him raping me.
And at that point, did you tell your parents?
Within 1 year, my father sat me down on my bed because this guy was a lieutenant in the local sheriff's department. And rumors spread around our small little town that he was taking home inmates upon their release to mentor them at his house, something that should never have been allowed, never been done.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was getting them home, he was molesting them, raping them. These inmates are running out of his house in the little town of Stillwater in the middle of the night, getting picked up by hitchhikers and telling the people driving that this guy just tried to rape me. This guy was on top of me in the middle of the night when I woke up.
But your father, what did your father say, Clark, at that point?
My biggest regret is when he sat me down and said, I'm hearing rumors about Dennis Pegg.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot believe what I'm hearing. Has he ever touched you? And my biggest regret is when I told him, no, Dad, he's never touched me.
And Clark, how old were you at that point?
I was 13. This was less than a year after he raped me.
And I guess, what you felt, do you look back on it now? What were you feeling that you couldn't tell your dad that?
My mind, in order to protect me at that age, told me that talking about it is reliving it, and we do not want to talk about it or relive it.
Because it seems like you would have been heard. Your dad would have taken action.
Absolutely. He sat me down again less than another year later when a classmate of mine, his mother worked as a waitress in the local Dunkin' Donuts, told my father that my classmate had been raped by this guy. And my father came home again and questioned me and told me point blank that you will never have to worry, son, about going to the cops or testifying. I will go take care of him right now myself.
When I saw your story, at least, and I didn't see you speak, just this column, have you ever seen the movie Sleeper?
Sleepers. Years ago,
yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think people can identify with that pretty well. So when did you catch up with this guy and murder him?
I ran into him 30 years later in a deli. I'd seen
what?
Him.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. And this guy yelled out to me, here I am, a childhood rape victim of his. And when he walked in the deli, he yelled out, hey, Clark.
And you're about 40 like, then, right? 42?
Yeah. Like, we're best friends.
Oh, my God. But the odds, I'm running into him again.
Yeah. I mean, I passed him in the car here and there, and I saw him once or twice before. But it had been a decade at least before I've seen him. So it's not like he hadn't seen me
right
since he raped me. But trailing in that deli right behind him was a young boy about my age when he raped me.
Oh, God.
And this young boy was calling him the same nickname he had insisted I call him.
My God, there should be a movie about this, but I'm picturing Kevin Bacon enjoying his steak there when the two guys come into the room and say, do you recognize us now? So, you know, I'm looking at a picture of you, and you look to be 6'1", 6'2", 220, 230?
Exactly, 6'2", 230.
Okay. And, Clark, I can... So you see him. What do you do next?
Well, when I saw him in that deli, I just spiraled out of control. It opened up the floodgates for everything.
Oh, God.
I had pressed. I fell into cocaine around the clock. Here I was, this popular guy in college. My professors recommended me to Fortune 500 companies for employment. And in my 40s, I start doing heroin. I could not. One drug alone was not enough to put the pain down I had bubbling up inside me.
See, but I would think you would have acted right there and gone after him. That would have been the instinct, as illegal as it is and lawless. But if I'm on a jury, you know, and we'll get to the jury in a moment, I would consider that tremendously, of course, rather than still self-inflicting on yourself.
Yeah, that thought didn't happen right then. My thought was, I'll kill myself with drugs and alcohol.
God, so how long did that go on before you confronted him?
I broke myself down over the next 10 months using heavy amounts of drugs and alcohol until one night I found myself driving to his house to confront him.
Unbelievable. So the jury came up with 5 years. How did you feel about that sentence, or how do you feel about it today, given that what were you charged with? Was it first-degree murder?
I was charged with first-degree murder, and every aspect of law enforcement, instead of sticking to the blue shield in this case, since he was a lieutenant, they stuck with me. It was not a secret in this little small town of mine what this guy was up to, but the cops will tell you I am best friends with the former head of homicide for the state police whose team arrested me.
So
he even speaks with me at my speeches now.
So Clark, you could have gotten life imprisonment. So five years is kind of minimal. I, sitting here, wouldn't go with 5 years. It'd be less than that. And I'm sure some people on the jury probably thought that. But the law is the law at that point.
Yeah, you know, I read my allocution statement in court where I confessed to everything. I put my hands up. I did not hide anything. And I put myself at the mercy of the court. And this is our American judicial system, and that's the sentence the judge handed down to me.
I mean, his story is just mind-boggling to come upon. I mean, movies have been made. That's what Sleepers is about. I mean, it's, you know, that confrontation. So,
well, I just finished shooting a documentary with NBC.
Oh, when will this appear, Clark?
That will appear probably early fall, September,
okay.
October.
All right. Well, we want to have you back to talk about that and see that. So what do you tell people is the big picture here, not to punish yourself in all this and to come forward? Do you think it's easier for people to come forward now that have been raped, that have been attacked?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing by speaking and trying to give the next person a voice. There was nobody speaking out when I was a broken individual from age 12 to age 40 plus. This was never talked about. It's only in the last couple of years that it's talked about.
Pre-scandal probably helped to push it forward, I think. But now we're hearing, and wanted to get your take on that, the files that the Boy Scouts were keeping with people apparently like this lieutenant.
Absolutely. I got out of prison, and I went and saw one of the largest law firms around about filing a lawsuit. They read me what the law in New Jersey was and told me I had no case, so I instantly became an advocate to change the law. And I've been working nonstop these last 2.5 years to get the law changed, and we just had the governor just signed the new bill this week.
Well, I'm all for that because there was no place to go. So statute of limitations in this with the priest and others should be open for a couple of years at least for people to come forward with their case, because either you couldn't go there because you didn't want to say it, or nobody would believe you. That's why I asked you about your dad. Where do people reach you now, Clark? Do you have a website?
Yeah, my website should be up and running this week, by the end of next week, clarkfredericks.com. They can reach me on Facebook, same thing, Clark Fredericks, Instagram, Clark Fredericks, LinkedIn, Clark Fredericks.
It's FREDERICKS.
Correct. Or they can email me at clarkfredericks67@gmail.com.
Very good. Clark, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing, too. And when this documentary comes out, or right before, love to get you back on to talk about it.
I would be honored. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.